Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is 7:46 Central Time. Joining me by phone this morning, the Reverend Paul Devontier, the voice and author of By the Way. Good morning, Pastor Paul Devontier. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm fine, Andy, and I hope you are too, and I hope everything is going well in St. Louis.
It is. It's not too bad this morning. It's been a little steamy this week, but not too bad today. So tell us about By the Way. It's been around for quite a while. Tell us about the history of By the Way.
Well, you're right, Andy. The program actually began as Portals of Prayer, based at least a little bit on the very popular devotional booklet produced by Concordia Publishing House back in 1956. This was to be the radio version of the print version, although the copy was not the same. The idea was the same, a short daily devotional program for radio. So it began in 1956, was promoted to radio stations around the country, and became a popular feature for many radio stations in the United States. Later, the program that began originally as a 2.5-minute program every day was cut back to 90 seconds because of changes in the broadcast industry, and it was easier to place 90-second program than a 2.5-minute program, and then ultimately to a 60-second program, which is what it is today, but still enjoys considerable success in the broadcast industry. Quite a number of radio stations still carry By the Way every day. The name changed, by the way, I think in the late 1980s. It was Portals of Prayer up until that time, and then changed to By the Way in the late 1980s, and that's what it has been since. 4 speakers on the program since 1956. Nelson Lee, John Johnson, and Gerhard Nitz, who was a pastor in the St. Louis area, were speakers on Portals of Prayer before I became the speaker in the 1970s.
How far does By the Way reach? I know we obviously air it here at Worldwide KFUO. You mentioned it's on several radio stations. How far does it reach around the country, around the globe?
Well, as you know, KFUO is, you know, has listeners all around
sure.
the world.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, you give weather forecasts
right.
and so forth occasionally, which I think is wonderful for places around the world. Given the internet technology that's available today, By the Way also has listeners around the world. We have a website, bythewaytoday.org, but of course, those who go to KFUO's website will also find By the Way, and can click on a link on the KFUO site and listen to today's By the Way message. We're still on radio stations in many places in the United States. Heard recently from a listener to a radio station in Canada, so I guess we can say North America. But certainly in the United States, quite a number of radio stations still using By the Way every day. And we have listeners who are kind enough to leave a message on our website or to send a note to our post office box. And it's always gratifying, as you know, Andy, to hear from listeners.
Absolutely. It's encouraging to know that that the message is reaching people all around the world.
Received a request recently from a listener requesting a copy of the book that we've been offering, the new By the Way book, and ask that it be sent to an address on Moose Trot Avenue in Fairbanks, Alaska. And I had to go to MapQuest to see if that was really legitimate, but there is a Moose Trot Avenue in Fairbanks, Alaska. So we hear from listeners all over.
That sounds like a pretty unique address, probably.
Yes. Now,
you probably don't get a lot of those, huh?
No.
What has been for you, being the voice and the author of By the Way for some time now, what has been some of the joys for you in getting to share this By the Way message with listeners?
Well, it's an opportunity that that grows from a love that I guess I have had for radio for most of my life. I've often said that I prefer radio because the pictures are better, and you know what that's like, Andy. Radio still involves the imagination, and people still are touched by listening to radio. You have that experience. Mm-hmm. You hear from listeners on a regular basis, and it's that joy that comes from being able to share just a simple thought every day with listeners to touch their hearts, perhaps, to help them think again about how great their God is and what He has accomplished for them in Jesus Christ. It's just a wonderful privilege. I've done some 14,500 By the Way messages since I began as speaker on the program, and yet each one seems to provide, you know, still another opportunity to share something that could be meaningful to someone in the listening audience. And I have not grown tired of it, although I have to admit that I sometimes run out of ideas. So if you have some ideas, Andy, you'd like to share with me for By the Way, that would be wonderful. Or if we have listeners who would be willing to do that, I would certainly accept those. It has not been, you know, a full-time position for me. I've always done this particular program as kind of an avocation, a sideline, a part-time opportunity that I have in ministry. But it's one that I thoroughly enjoy, and I'm certainly grateful to the people at KFUO for the opportunity to continue to do it. And I pray, and I've said to you, Andy, personally, that I think you do a wonderful job on radio, and I know you're part of the next generation of radio ministers, as it were, at KFUO and perhaps in other contexts as well. And I pray that you have just some of the wonderful opportunities in your radio career, in your life, that I've had in mine, and that you will be surrounded with the kind of wonderful people that have surrounded me in my ministry through all these years. It's a praise the Lord kind of thing. So thankful for the opportunities I've had and the people with whom I've been able to work.
It's a privilege to get to share the good news of Jesus in this way, to get to you know, simply come into a studio, turn on a microphone, and read God's Word, pray God's Word with our brothers and sisters in Christ around the globe. It's a privilege to get to do that. Well, tell us about we've got just a little bit of time left. Tell us about the book that you just mentioned, the new By the Way book.
We've done four of those, Andy. The first one, I think, we did in the early 1990s. And then one in 1999, another in 2007, and just a month ago, received the latest. And it's simply a collection of messages from the broadcast program, By the Way. So it's just a collection of this particular book, about 240 messages that have been broadcast as part of the By the Way ministry, and provides an opportunity to have a printed version, to pick it up, to read one, to share one perhaps with family and friends during the day. I hear from many individuals who say it's simply a great thing to have because the messages are short and understandable, and it's something you can pick up at any time. And see one of the messages that that was broadcast as part of the program. So we're happy to have another book. It's available to listeners. If they'd like a copy, they can certainly go to our website, bythewaytoday.org, and I'm sure it can be done through KFUO's website as well. So we're happy to provide that additional resource from By the Way.
Very good. You can find out more at bythewaytoday.org. You can find, there's a link for a copy of the book right there on the website. Also, a link to subscribe to By the Way on iTunes, and a link to learn more about Paul, and a link to support By the Way. All that can be done right there at bythewaytoday.org.
Well, thank you, Andy. It's I appreciate the fact that you've shared that information, and I want to say a special thank you to all those listeners who have been kind enough through the years to give me a moment of their time during the day for the program, and especially to those who have written or left notes on the website talking about how meaningful By the Way is and how grateful they are for radio stations such as KFUO.
We've been talking with the Reverend Paul Devantier, voice and author of By the Way. Paul, thanks so much for being our guest this morning on His Time.
Blessings to you, Andy.
Thank you. To you as well, God's blessings. Coming up in just a little bit, we've got our study of the daily New Testament. We're going to study with Pastor Daniel Larson from Minnesota this morning. Hope you can join us for that conversation as we dig into 2 Corinthians this morning. Stick around for more His Time right here on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.